Dictation for Ella, E-L-L-A, Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, April 1935, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sister Renfer, R-E-N-F-E-R, 463-5956. Dear Dr. Sister Renfer, follow up for Ella, advanced renal failure, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in July, comes accompanied with husband and daughter. She has dementia, sleeps most of the time, no changes in weight, eats well, 3 meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, chronic incontinence, no fever, abdominal or back pain, no falling episode, physical therapy once a week, has not required any oxygen, CPA machine, or inhalers. She's legally blind, worse on the left comparing to the right. Blood pressure at home most of the time, 120s to 150s over 80s and 90s. Hard of hearing, allows me to check on her. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, and increases too from aortic valve disease. No pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension tenderness, no back tenderness, stable edema. Next paragraph, medications include losartan, diltiazem, Eliquis. Prior Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, was discontinued. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight 141. Blood pressure 165/85. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, mild anemia, GFR 31, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, underlying hypertension, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, small kidneys, no obstruction. No indication for dialysis, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, no phosphorus binders, no EPO treatment. She has vancomycin-resistant enterococcus, and she has received macrodantin and then Zyvax, Z-Y-V-O-X. However, as far as I know, there was no underlying changes on clinical condition. I discussed this with the patient's daughter. Given this resistant bacteria and not having symptoms, we do not have to treat it necessarily. Daughter is not aware when was the last pelvic exam. I think it would be appropriate to do it to make sure that there is no evidence for urinary retention or prolapse or similar abnormalities. I do not know if it will be appropriate to do any topical estrogens to minimize the risk of colonization infection. You might want an opinion from infectious diseases too. I will favor no treatment unless symptoms develop. From the renal standpoint, stable, come back in 6 months.